had a friend, and if he's listening, I love you, man, and I'm sorry I played Days Gone instead of hanging out with you last time. You're right, it was lame. I needed to do it. It had to be done. I don't take back what I did, but I'm sorry that you had to be the victim of it. But he was like going on about the sex thing he did with. I'm not at all right with it at all, like even remotely. And I was just like, all right, dude, good for you. Like, I don't need to hear about it anymore. And he was like, well, I didn't need to hear that you got it up to Hogan's Heroes. And Parvy was like, hey, he listens to the show. And the other Parvy's like, that was a freaking joke, man.
That's the difference is I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I am a host on a comedy podcast, and I was kidding the whole time.
I'm dear friends with people who have gone to prison for much less.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll leave it at that.
Oh my gosh. It's one of my favorite lines of all time from a comedian. He was talking about people, he was leading up to a joke that he's got that people get offended by all the time. And he's like, listen, this one's going to be rough, but if you just stick with me for 10 minutes, it'll be fine. And here's the best part of it. I'm just kidding. Like the whole time I'm up here.
I think I've. What bit is that? I feel like I've seen that. I
probably watched it with you. I cannot. I've been trying to think of his name. I know it's a he.
It sounds like Bill Burr almost.
No, it's not. Hold on.
Sorry, I was just thinking, did we introduce ourselves? I'm Blitz Bear. The guy who got us going was Panda Bear.
I'm Polar Bear. I'm the one that was trying to think of the guy that was just kidding the whole time.
I love how you started the story. Oh, me and Polar Bear met at a church thing, and then people are scratching their heads going, how do they do this podcast? And then I point at myself and I go, I'm the dirty blood.
Speaking of thoughts. I'm the dirty blood. Yeah. Well, church people is just full of dirty people trying to get clean. I met Sam. He seemed super cool. And then I found out that he was a film student. I was like, oh, how have I never seen you at the communications building? And then the next Monday or whatever, or whenever we had class, I saw him hanging out in the most back corner of the communications building. I was like, hey, Sam. And he's watching a video. It was the top 15 most WTF stories of 2014 or 15 or something like that. And one was, there's this priest who got caught in a, and I've told this, some people don't think this is funny. I think it's the most hilarious thing I've ever heard. This priest got caught with a prostitute, which isn't weird. What's weird is he could only get an erection if she first crushed a pound cake with her butt. And I'm just there a pound cake. That's so oddly specific. Would any old cake do? A birthday cake? A pancake?
He went through a lot of sexual experiences to land on pound cake for sure. There's no way he was just like, well, this is it.
He's like, there's gotta be, there's something that does it for me.
Yeah.
There's something that does it for me out there.
He started with pound cake and then tried other cakes and pastries, and then he just was like, it doesn't do it. We've got to circle back.
I'm a fat guy, and that doesn't even sound appealing to me, so I don't know. That's some weird shit right there.
Well, the video that was playing while the guy's telling this story was this girl in a thong, sitting down on a cake in slow motion. And it was hilarious. I don't remember Polar Bear even really reacting. He was just kind of he just was watching.
I am, in the most humble way, I am a really, really good at keeping a straight face. But
I remember you watching it with this poker face. This is just this guy's thing. He watches weird videos.
I mean, I do watch weird videos, but I also listen to weird music, and I like to think I'm a pretty not above averagely weird guy.
No, you hide it well. Whereas I'm trying to do things to showcase to people, it's I'm weird.
I just don't. I can't even hide it. I just don't give a fuck anymore.
To a degree.
It's just no. I can't. Yep. I can't hide it. I refuse to hide it. Like, I'm a completely different person if I don't express my weird.
Well, you. Yeah, you're like a very normal, like, unassuming person, and then you start talking, and it's like, oh.
You're fine, and then you open your mouth.
I try to, like...
The thing I got trained to do, and it's the weird thing about me.
That's exactly. I really hate that we're all apart.
Yeah.
We must connect ourselves.
When will 2020 be over?
Oceans isn't even connected to himself anymore. He's got his ankle just flopping off.
Oh, God. Hold on.
Yes, please raise your broken ankle.
Yeah, what happened
for
to your
the
ankle?
Camera that nobody else can see but me and Nate.
Oh, you already seen it in person. He hasn't. But
that's true. I brought that's Ocean's true. Groceries. I was in charge of his sustenance for the next week.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Oh, that's awesome. What happened to your ankle?
Long
bud?
Story short,
skydiving.
No, I wish it was that cool. I was taking my break at work. And I got out of a chair too fast, and I got dizzy and fucking fell over. And when I went to get back up, it just popped. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Ladies, in his capacity as a security professional, he was saving a cat from
Officer.
A burning church while also arresting those responsible for said burning of the church. He is single. He is available. His phone Please. Number is...
Before we go on any further, if you're new to Bear Attack, this is literally how we do things. Our show prep is happening right now as we speak. Ironically, though, I actually did more show prep for this than usual. I don't know. I'm in a place in my life where, like, I'm saying yes to a lot of things that scare me. I'm playing the piano at church in 2 weeks, and I'm having to knock off like 10 years of rust. It's weird. I'm at the age where like things are like 10 years ago now, like lots of things where it's like, oh, I haven't done that in 10 years.
Yeah, I haven't been to I've been out of high school 10 years. Most of us have. Ocean's only been out 9.
Yeah. I'll be out 10 in next year as well, but because yeah, Oceans, have you been 8 or 9?
I graduated in 13, so it'd be 9 years.
Oh, I did too.
Or no. No, it'll be 10 years in May.
That's Nate, I thought you graduated in 2012.
No,
I
graduated fall of 13.
Oh, I finished before Nathaniel did. Oh, that's just, okay. That's weird.
I did the whole 4 years. I graduated college in 3, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The better way.
Yeah.
Remember, if you have to go to college, get out quick.
But yeah, I'm like, I don't remember where I heard it, but someone said this phrase, like, do it afraid. And it's just like stuck with me. Like, it's like Nike, just do it, but just do it scared. Like if something scares you, but it might be good, like just do it. And so like some of the big things, like, I have a friend who we're like starting a band, and I've talked about starting a band with this guy and John, who you might have, if you're like a diehard fan of the show, you've heard in the background a couple times because we were roommates forever. But yeah, we're actually like sending music to each other, and things are happening on that front. And it's like I've started screaming in front of people for the first time, which is like always scary and embarrassing. And I like choked hard in front of a dude who's super talented, Mason Blott on Spotify. Blott is BLAUT. If you guys want to go check him out, he has a song called Null and Void. I think that's a good one. But yeah, Mason Blott. Check him out.
Screaming in a musical way, not in a help me, these spiders scare me kind of way.
No, but we will get to that. That's foreshadowing for the future. And yeah, no, he was showing me some new stuff, and then yeah, I've been like I became like the kind of main sound guy at my church. I got they needed a guy, and my brother-in-law was like, you want a job? And I had a kind of easier weekend, and I like actually really needed extra money that weekend, and I was like, sure. And then I ended up running sound for their church with like only one rehearsal before and a little bit of oh man, dude, it was rough, like coming in where things hadn't been set up quite right, and then I'm trying to figure out, and like I hadn't done sound in like 2 or 3 years, trying to remember how to do everything. Fortunately, they have the board that I learned how to mix on. So then they had this like rap concert that night, and the guys were like 2 hours late, and they hand me an MP3, and they were like, hey, we'll call out our tracks when we're ready for them. And so I'm trying to put their discography into Apple Music, because I'm like, I'm not waiting for like the, I'm not clicking on, like searching for the file and then clicking this thing up and waiting for the apps to talk to each other. And then the computer's like,
that is brutal.
It's got like 4 gigabytes of RAM, and it is crashing hard with just Apple Music and Finder open. And then the whole time they're like yelling me that it's not loud enough while they're performing in front of people with no sound check. And I've got the buildings of this, the windows of this church, like sounding like they're about to shatter, and they're just in a dead zone. So they can't hear how loud it is. And I was like, there's like kids and everything. And I'm like, I'm not that sound guy. Like, I'm just not, it's, if I can feel it in my chest, it's loud enough. Anyway, that was a really long-winded way of saying, there's just like, that one I could have shortened. I got this, I asked this girl for her number, which was a whole thing. And she gave it to me, and then she said that she'd go on a date with me, which is like one of the most scariest things I've done in the last like 3 years, I feel like, because I don't know. There's nothing like women. Women are the like hardest part of my life, I feel like.
So Nate, you've gone like full yes man.
A little bit. I mean, I said no to my friend because I wanted to play Days Gone.
That's fair. It is an above average video game.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It could have been a lot better. I don't think it's a masterpiece. It had masterpiece potential and didn't live up to it.
Above average.
Yeah, above average. Good enough. Not mediocre, which I am so sick of mediocre crap in my life. But so anyway, all of that to segue into I was thinking about not saying this and just like taking you guys for a ride and be like, what the heck is all of this? Just hang with, like, just give me 10 minutes and it'll all be better.
Yeah.
So Polar Bear and I were talking about music. He sent me this song and I'm just like, not about it. It's kind of like, what would you call it? Like pop punk?
It's pop no, rock? It's, oh my gosh. How
sounds okay, like,
so the name of the song is Art Ho.
Yeah, it's like a bad...
It's pop for sure, but it's like a...
It's like a bad version of MGK's Emo Girl.
Ooh.
Okay, thank you for that. I think it's actually better than MGK, but you know.
Fuller Bear thinks it's better than MGK. He's an MGK fanboy.
Machine Gun Kelly?
Yeah.
I don't think that's true.
Oh, I feel like... Panda Bear, you... Hasn't he said on this show, I love MGK?
I might have liked one song he put out, but I wouldn't say I love him. I think he's obnoxious.
I think Panda he's obnoxious didn't. Too.
Wasn't there that one time where he was like, I'm not gay, but I would be gay for MGK?
He did say that, yes. Yes, yes, he did.
He said, I would leave Claire Bear for Machine Gun Kelly. You're not supposed to laugh.
It was believable for a second. You're not supposed to laugh.
You're supposed to say yes. That's I heard those words come out of his very mouth. We need to work on our improv.
I'm not here to hurt any feelings, guys. I'm just here to be here.
Oh, yeah.
It's so awkward that we can't see each other. Oh man, I can't tell if they're laughing or not. This is horrible. I feel so alone. there we go. Oh, that's a relief.
Oh, I was really trying to hold it together.
Anyway, it's very reminiscent to me of Emo Girl. And apparently,
yeah, it's straight up a pop song.
Okay.
You know what it is? It's like Pumped Up Kicks.
Oh, gross. I hate that song.
It's in that same, like...
Man, I'm really not remembering this right.
Poppy, like, not poppy, the artist, but, like, pop situation.
One second.
Oh, my phone has reached that point in its life where I have to charge it like 5 or 6 times a day. I've never been one of those guys, and now I'm one of those guys. Okay.
And this is exactly why my mom does not invest in an electric car.
Ooh, smart woman.
Although, it would save her a shit ton of money.
I don't invest in electric cars because they directly go against my profession.
It sounds rock to me. I guess what is pop, but a watered-down version of every other genre?
That's correct.
I would call this rock.
I need to hear a chorus.
It's coming. We're in the pre-chorus. Here, I'll hold it up. The speakers on my phone are blown too.
I got nothing.
This is the best way to listen to music. You know what, Polar Bear? I'll give it to you. It's pretty fun, but I don't know. It's
okay. So if you completely ignore the words of it.
It's
just a fun poppy song.
It's a bop, yeah.
If you listen to the words, it's tragic.
it's like my dude, you're in a bad situation here. Get out.
yeah.
But
I mean, so here's some of the lines if you didn't hear them. She just wants love that she never gets. Has my number on speed dial when she wants sex. Yeah, that pretty much sums up the whole song.
Yeah, pretty
much. Toxic AF.
Oh, well, now I guess I know why Nate doesn't like it. It's too provocative for him.
Yeah, I don't know. I just... It's kind of like a... I have a sticker on one of my water bottles that says people are not products. And I'm capitalist AF. But there is something like... I do like draw a line where it's like...
People are products of their environment, though, Nate.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, and I don't think that this woman has been in a good environment. But you know. Oh, the kids. They're gonna do what kids do.
Does it make it better that one of the artists that helped write the song is Young Fag?
What the
P-H-A-G.
Get out of here with that. Bullshit. No way.
I think it's Young Fag. Hold on.
I don't believe you.
Well, I do.
Hold on.
That is like exactly the kind of people who would.
Lil Fag.
Oh, that's even better.
His name is Lil Fag.
That is terrible.
Let's see here. He's one of those artists where all of his songs are in all caps.
Those.
All of them.
God, I hate those.
So his
gotta have an album of them. Not all of them, but
he has one song called "I Hate Me Too." Yeah. Then he has "Deada," which is DEADAHH.
Yeah, see these people need
another
help.
Song called "Everybody Gay," all one word, all caps.
I want to hear that one.
So.
It's funny.
That's the caliber of people making this song. I don't know any other song from the main artist's name is Call Me Charisma. Don't know any of his other songs. I just like that song.
Oceans, you would like the album art, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hold on, Oceans. I'll send you a screen grab. It's not for public consumption, I don't believe.
I've seen.
Feeling brave, you can look it up yourself.
I've seen worse. I mean, we all have
too, but
there's this one girl who
I don't want to be somebody that sends it.
I was getting super into this girl's like music. I was like, oh, she's awesome. And then it was like the more songs I listened to, it was kind of like, oh, she has like real problems though. Like this is kind of sad. And then there's like just one that's just like the cover's literally just an uncensored picture of her naked. On Whoa. Spotify.
Whoa. Whoa now.
Oh, great. Now I've got...
Nate responded with just a melon.
Yeah, I should have done two, but I was trying to get back to work.
I was trying to say if you were like thinking she was deflated on one side or something, no. Which I have dated a girl like that, so it's a thing that exists.
No,
in this world.
She's very much my type. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I sent it to you for the album art more than the song, anyways.
Yeah, we've talked about this song in the past.
Have we?
We have. Not at length. Reasonable. But anyway, so that sparked a conversation about music, and Polar Bear doesn't really listen to songs for the lyrics, which is. Fairly common for a lot of people.
I was hoping that you would just like end the sentence there.
Oh.
Polar Bear doesn't really listen to songs. Moving on.
Yeah, no. Hates music.
That would be a hardcore lie, but okay.
definitely not one of my more talented musician friends. And I told him,
oh my gosh, that'd like, be so funny.
I was like, you know, you have one of the best tastes of anyone I've ever met. I just can't always hang. I hate it when people send me something and I'm like, nah, not for me, dog. Because I hate it when people do that to me.
I'm comfortable with it. It happens to me almost constantly.
I do that all the time. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't really send songs to Oceans outside of the Bear Attack chat.
Oceans and I only like connect on stuff that we're like pretty. I'm pretty confident he's going to enjoy.
Which is weird because I like a weird variety of things that like there's like a whole sect that I don't even share with. Like I'm into the like classic shit and you guys aren't into that. So we all have our thing, you know.
Classic. Oh, you mean like classic rock?
Yeah, like I'll fucking I listen to an Iron Maiden album for hours and like.
Oh yeah, I'm a weird metalhead. I feel like most metalheads really respect the classics, and I'm one. I don't care for them at all, which I don't think is normal. But yeah, I've never liked it. I like it more now than I ever have. But So that sparked a conversation about what we like, what we don't like. And Polar Bears, he was saying he likes just about everything except for freeform jazz.
It's true. I do not get it.
Which is accurate.
Don't get me started on jazz. You know where this is going to go.
And I was like...
Freaking hands, man. The jazz hands.
I was like, well, at least it's better than Japanese noise. Yeah. And he's like, I don't even know what that is. So for the last like 30 minutes before we started recording, I was just learning everything I could about noise music so that I could speak on it in an informed manner. I've always called it Japanese noise. I thought that's what the genre was called. Apparently it's just noise music, which makes more sense because it's not just Japanese people that make it. But the Japanese are, it is to Japan as Norwegian black metal is to Finland. No, I'm just kidding, Norway. Dude, there's like, I feel like I could do a whole episode on like bands that have just done weird, dangerous crap on stage. There's the story of the band is way more interesting than any music they've ever recorded. But Ghost. So I told
Ozzy Osbourne biting the head off the bat in Arizona.
No, but even then, it's like you listen to Sabbath or Ozzy solo stuff, and it's like it's actually music.
Yeah, I enjoy Ozzy. Like, I listen to his new album. I'm like, yeah, it's Ozzy. It's whatever.
So noise is like, not to jump the shark, but I don't really think I can call it music. And I told Polar Bear I would tell him what it is. So basically, noise music is, well, I was going to come on and say it's literally just like pumping static through like a compressor and then through a distortion pedal and then just like through blown out speakers and just like making it unnecessarily loud. And then like every once in a while, like switching the pedal to something else. And there's no rhythm to it. There's no it's, you can't, like, I'm like, how do people even call this music? And I'm a Skrillex fan. Okay.
I was going to say, this sounds like techno to me.
No, it doesn't. Techno has like a rhythm and a beat to it. It's like, it's pretty it's actually like pretty simplistic music for the most part.
I mean, techno is all beat, right? Like, there's nothing else to it. Yeah, it's wubs.
I'm not gonna lie, metal bands that use like synths and stuff and like make it more electronic, I find that's pretty cool. But
yeah, I'm like listening for anything that sounds like music in some of this stuff, and I just like can't find, like, there was one where the guy like started screaming and I was like, oh, that's like the music I like. I started watching this guy talking about this Paul Steeman album, and it was like, he's like, I'm just gonna like talk about what it means to me, because I, you know, I kind of got into it. I listened to 45 seconds. I was like, this is horrible. But then I had to keep listening to try to figure out why people listen to it. And he goes, and I realized that it's like, it becomes like kind of like a palate cleanser, like a saltine cracker where, you know, it's too salty for you to eat like a lot of them. They say you like physically can't eat more than a couple at a time.
Dude, I have just Iron Man'd a sleeve of saltines before.
Yeah, he was saying that, and I was like, bet I could. But yes, I absolutely believe Polar Bear could.
I love me some good saltines. If you'd give me saltines and a thing of peanut butter, I'll be set for like hours. I grew up very poor. I can make a lot of food out of peanut butter.
That's amazing. Right. So he's talking about how the album's a palate cleanser like that for him, and it makes him appreciate other music more because it's shit. But he was like, no, you like start, you can't think about anything else while you're listening to it because it's like so aggressive and in your face. It like it demands attention, which, you know, like makes it so you're not thinking about, you know, any problems. So he's like, I'll just zone out and listen to this album, and it's like, it's a pure escape from everything. And then when I,
has your music ever been so bad that the nicest somebody could say is that it makes you appreciate everything else more?
Well, but he's like talking about how he's like, he's always hearing new sounds in it. So he's listening to it for more sounds. And he's like starting to enjoy it. And then when he listens to other music, he can hear like all the other stuff in the music, like that he missed before.
It sounds like Stockholm syndrome.
A little bit. But I'm starting to kind of like get roped in, and I'm getting like super intrigued about it. And then he says, he's like, this guy's put out 341 albums. And then I was like, because it takes no talent. You can make an entire like hour long noise album in an afternoon. All you've got to do is keep overdubbing sounds and blowing the crap out of them. And it made me so angry. It's like, I'm like getting roped into this thing, and I'm afraid of like going further down the hole because I'm afraid I'll start liking it. But at least I'll always have like,
I want to listen, but I don't want to listen to this music noise stuff in my nice mixing headphones.
Oh God, if you took this conversation out of context, all he's like, I'm afraid to go down deeper down the hole because I'm afraid I'm going to like it and all the noise. Like, oh God.
You just put, I mean, just put at the end, I love cock. You know the, what do they call the Inception, the like the top or whatever they have to like tell if they're awake or asleep?
I don't remember. I haven't seen Inception in 5 ever.
Well, they have like that. Everyone has like some kind of token that they use to like help them tell if they're awake or asleep in a dream or in real life. And I feel like for noise, that will be my, that will be my, dude, like, thing. It will, Every time I'm like starting to enjoy it, I can just be like, he's made 341 albums, and I'll be like, that's because it doesn't take me any more than an afternoon.
He only drank one cup of tea while making this stupid thing.
Well, the albums are usually like, there's one song on it that's 25 minutes long, so it takes at least that long.
Ew, that's terrible.
So it actually
like the worst thing ever.
Well, there's probably also like 300 tracks in that song, so it's like you've got to do that for at least twice. So it might take a little bit of time, but it's not like he's got to get the rhythm right or like agonize over melodies. I don't know. Maybe this freak does. So it's just like, hey, how can I make this trash sound the most trashy?
By recording it through a trash can.
But this is...
Oh, here's segue! Here's
what a noise song sounds like. Sorry, I'll let you segue. Sorry, there was too much rhythm in that.
Refreshing.
All right, segue, trash cans.
Yeah, so the last episode, we totally shitted on Polar Bear's Parade because he was being... He just... couldn't be there, so we're like, okay, we're gonna talk shit and have a good episode, and so.
Dudes, I was so poor I couldn't even pay attention. I had to listen to the episode when I got paid.
Oh my god.
I feel that. I'm amazed I was able to afford as much on that trip as I did. I just kept slipping Panda Bear 20s.
Yeah, he was like, here's your secret.
For favors.
Here's your secret favor money, yeah.
I think if you go in with low expectations, it's way cooler. Like, don't don't go to the mountain coaster thinking it's going to be like Disneyland or anything.
But no, it was scary as shit, though. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah, for a quick little ride down the hill after an hour wait in line or whatever, I've had worse times.
I think it'd be a more full experience if you got to do the tubing hill with it. Like, that looked like that was insane.
Yes, it would also be a much more expensive experience. But
yeah,
they really are charging a lot.
They are, yeah.
But people are paying.
Well, it probably costs a lot to build the whole thing.
Oh yeah, totally.
Well, yeah, considering the whole mountain coaster was manufactured by a German company, then yeah.
Also with trash cans. So then I started looking into like other things, and there was this Japanese band called, and I was like, I'm not going to do this. Hantarash? I think it's pronounced Hantarash. I don't know if they're considered part of the noise genre, but it's literally like a guitarist and a quote-unquote frontman who doesn't sing. I don't know what... what he does is he throws things at people.
What?
Like trash cans. That's how he fronts this band. I don't even think the guitarist plays guitar. I saw pictures and there was like a drum kit. And then, yeah, I don't know. They were a weird band. This is in the 80s. And people would come to their shows and they would just break stuff. And that was their music. They're just taking chains and power tools on stage. The frontman almost cuts his leg off because he strapped a circular saw to his body. They didn't say what part of his body, but he almost cut his leg off with a circular saw, like a skill saw on stage. He did cut himself. Like he injured himself severely with the skill saw. But that's
and the crowd went wild.
Well, so people were like turning out to their shows. They would like bring a crowd because people would like what? There's like one where he's throwing glass panes like towards the audience, which freaks me out because I work with glass. And let me tell you can cut yourself on glass without feeling it. It's so sharp.
I believe that.
And the wildest one, though, is during one of their performances. This venue let them bring a backhoe excavator, like, you know, with the like tank treads on it and like a backhoe. Mm-hmm. They let them bring that into the venue, and he chases people around with his excavator inside a concrete building, and then the thing spins 360 degrees, so he's spinning this thing around in there, and they broke down a wall of the venue. And he was like, when asked about it, he's like, you'd be surprised how quiet it is when you're destroying the whole room. And that's like, this guy's like actually like taking it seriously. Like he's trying to make noises And that's, and they're calling it music.
Oh my god.
But he's chasing people with an excavator in the venue.
That's like the guy who wrote a 25-minute piece called Silence. And the whole thing was him sitting down at the piano, and then he got up and left after 25 minutes.
Oh, I do want to say, after the excavator show, they got banned from, it was in Tokyo, I believe, and they were banned from the city for like 10 years. Or at least they weren't allowed to play in it.
That's pretty metal.
Yeah. So that's kind of fun, I guess. It sounds like no one got hurt. People would sign waivers to go see their shows, though, so that they couldn't like sue the band. Anyway, if Hantarash can get a crowd of people to come and watch them just break stuff and call it music, then you asking out that girl isn't that weird. Or you like talking to that boy if you're a girl listening, or whatever. You asking for a raise or going for that job or going back to school or whatever the heck it is you want to do. If Hantarash can get an audience, go ahead and try it. Knock yourself out. See what happens.
And on that note, Montana, we were talking about the last episode where we were dumping trash onto Montana for half an hour. Montana, our informant on weird things, can you give us a little bit of the history of trash cans?
How deep do you want to go into trash cans?
As deep as you can fit, sir.
Like the actual trash can, or are we talking like when the Romans introduced the first trash collectors?
As deep as you are, Romans. As deep as you are willing to go, sir.
Rome seems a little late in history for people to start collecting trash.
Well, I mean, before Rome, you didn't have the population density to really have problems with trash being, you know, a giant issue, especially since most trash like disintegrated and decomposed after a while. But the Romans came up with guys who walked around with rakes and their whole job was just to keep the streets clean.
There was definitely dense enough populations like the entirety of human civilization before Rome, but I believe the like everything decomposing, it's not like they were using plastic or anything at the time.
Yeah, I don't actually know the reason. I'm not that into trash. You guys just told me to learn a lot about it, so I did.
go on. We're waiting. Go on.
So Rome came up with had the first like official, it was their job to go pick up garbage. Then in the British in like the 1300s, they passed a law forbidding people from tossing garbage in front of their house, and then they couldn't enforce it because there's too many people. And then they're like, okay, fine. Here are these trash collectors. Their whole job is to go pick up the trash and take it somewhere else and get rid of it. And then in 1750s, Ben Franklin over here in America, land of the free, home of the not having trash on the streets, he hired guys to go out and dig holes and have people toss their garbage into those holes out in the woods.
Man, Ben Franklin was really the gift that kept on giving.
You know, he had ideas and he got people to listen to him.
You would think that he'd be like insufferable to be around, where he'd just be like, I was thinking the other day, what if we got people to, but from everything I've like read in history, it seems like everyone loved him.
I think he was pretty sarcastic too. So,
oh, he was a very witty guy.
Yeah, I mean, he wrote the Farmer's Almanac. In England, 1875 is when the first garbage receptacle was introduced by a guy named Eugene Powell. And from there, cities and countries started picking up the Powell Law, which was all of your trash has to be in a covered receptacle. And then in New York City, they took it one step further beyond just like having a pit that you had to go dump your trash at once a week. In New York, they had horse-drawn carriages that would go around, pick up your garbage can, take the whole can, and huck it in an incinerator. There was like 50 of them in the state.
Oh, nice.
And then when cars came around, cars took over for horses, and they've been picking up trash cans ever since. So there you go. The modern trash can, 1883. Before that, it was a hole in the ground.
Fascinating. See, I told the listeners that you would know, you would find a way to know things.
First plastic garbage can was actually Charles Harrison in 1950-something. He died in 2018.
It took us this long, like, in just within the last, like, couple hundred years to get something that's, like, such a basic, like, fixture of literally every room. It makes you wonder, like, what other, like, ideas could we not live without that we haven't thought of yet that are just, like, that simple?
That's fair. I mean, I feel like cups are the same way. Bowls were the way to drink things before.
I still drink out of bowls occasionally, yeah.
Well, I mean, cups are just a specialized bowl.
Ooh. I think I have ice cream. I was like, I want to drink something out of a bowl. I don't have any cereal, though. I was like, I think I have ice cream.
That's as far into trash cans as I want to go, so.
There you go. Do it scared. It can't be more trash than this conversation about trash cans and noise music. I feel like we tied it all together. I don't know, though. Sometimes people, they can't hang. So I don't know. Let us know. Did we tie it all together for you, or are you still confused? If you're confused, you're stupid. But that's all right. We have patience. We'll explain it to you.
I don't know if they're stupid. I think we're just having an enlightened conversation that the mere mortal can't understand.
Maybe they're not stupid. Maybe we're just such an advanced level.
I don't know, man. We're talking about trash and noise.
The silence is like, yeah, I'm not confident. I want to agree, but... Well, boys, what
together
are we
together? We're three halves of a whole idiot.
This is kind of true.
What are we loving?
Man, I am loving that my paperwork is through and I'm an official business and I'm getting my EIN number soon.
Nice. Oh,
that's very exciting.
That is exciting. Yeah.
Ow. And I'm going over to my accountant's office next week to get, like, how she would like me to keep my books so that when she does my taxes, I'm organized and ready for her to get me the best I can do.
You have an accountant?
Mm-hmm.
Look at you, fancy white boy.
I have a lady that I've paid to do my finances for me since I was 18. Because she used to work for the IRS, and she helps me stay away from owing the government too much money.
Nice.
Her name is Odette, and I've always thought it was funny that her name has the word debt in it.
That's amazing.
Yeah, but if you want your truck, your car, your side-by-side, your Jeep, or your RV fixed, and a chance to meet me, we can make all those happen at once.
Very cool. I am loving, I have a Keurig, and I've been starting my morning with coffee. I'm hating the dependence, but I am loving the drug.
Welcome to the club, buddy. I have mine waiting in my backpack for me right now.
Coffee's so good.
I guess I'm saving, like, if I drink coffee instead of energy drinks, it's like pennies on the dollar for like a K-cup.
That's fair.
But.
Oh, dude, when you graduate and move on to a pot, like a drip coffee drip pot, you're going to change your financial life.
I'm surprised how quick I'm going through creamer, though.
He likes that cream, man. That.
Yeah, I never have either. This is like all new. I'm like a new Blitz Bear.
Yeah, I pretty much live with a barista, so.
Dude, I feel ready to have kids.
That's unfortunate.
I've, like, graduated to coffee, and now I feel like I could, like, raise a family.
You got to find a woman first, Nathaniel.
Have you put hot cocoa in your coffee yet?
Oh yeah, of course. Hold on, Polar Bear. Hold on, we got something juicy here.
Yeah, I asked that girl out.
We've already heard the juicy thing.
Oh no,
she said yes.
This is a different girl. Did she really?
No, it's the same girl.
Yeah, she did.
I cannot. Are you? I cannot believe that.
How can you not believe it? Nate is a beautiful man.
He is, but isn't it creepy to just walk into somebody's place of work and be like, "Hey, can I get your number?"
Nate Oceans, that's how you meet people.
Yeah, but she's like on the clock and he's not going there to be there. Like, he's just going there to see her. Like, how is that?
I wish she would come to my place of work and ask me, but you know.
Did I miss something in the story? Nate, weren't you there running sound?
No, this was a
place and I just like
this
blacked
is,
out.
Oh no, this is the orange girl.
Yeah.
I blacked out and I totally missed a whole jump in the story then.
Oh yeah, she's...
I stand by it.
It was relevant in that I was just like rattling off things that I'm like doing that I didn't like.
You miss 100% of the shots you never take.
It's true. I mean, I didn't like it. I hated every like minute. I guess it's kind of exciting in a way, but no, I don't like going up to people and being like, "Hey, you want to be my friend?" But especially like, I don't know, dude, I'm like terrified of women. I really like being in a relationship, but like the initial part of that I don't enjoy at all.
So I do remember it being rough asking how many siblings they had and what TV shows they like.
So
and asking if like their favorite book, and then them being like, "I don't really read that much." He'd be like, "Oh no, we're in trouble."
So she said yes and everything. Like, what are the deets? Yeah.
And everything.
What are the deets, man?
That's pretty much it.
You guys have a date or anything?
I'll hopefully by the time we record my birthday episode, I'll be able to tell you the whole story.
Nice.
Huzzah!
Nice.
Do we have a code name for her yet, or is she just?
Oh, Cheryl 3. Girl. No, I'm just kidding.
No, Cheryl's for exes.
Hashtag,
she's not even.
Hashtag Olive.
She's a date.
Hashtag Olive Branch.
We'll call her the Orange Lady.
We'll call her OJ, a female
Trump. Oh yeah, OJ. There we go. I love
it. She's gonna murder Nathaniel and get away with it.
I know. I told the Catholic girl that sleeps upstairs that I call her the Catholic girl that sleeps upstairs, and she did not enjoy it. I mean, she laughed, but not. She was. She laughed and said, "I don't like that at all." So there's that.
You say, take it up at confessional.
So now I try not to make too many Catholic girl jokes around her because I could see how that would actually be annoying, but in my mind, she's still Catholic girl.
That's funny.
As opposed to some of the nicknames people get on this podcast, Catholic girl's not a bad one.
It's not that bad, no. Panda Bear, what are you loving?
Well, I'm having a hell of a time, so not a whole... Loving is not a word in the current vocabulary.
What are you disliking the least?
The fact that I can't get around like I normally do and everything is taking twice as long to do things. For those of you that not know, and you wouldn't...
That's what you dislike least?
Oh, no.
Man, you're in bad
shape.
What
do I dislike least? I get to sit down a lot more, which is fun. No, there's a lot to dislike. Like, yeah, for those of you that don't know, I fractured my ankle, so I'm frustrated.
That is a frustrating time.
Plus, it happened at work, so that's a whole headache. And yeah.
Do you get workman's comp?
That's the whole headache. But yeah, no. I mean, I'm loving that I get to sit a lot, which is fun. But everything else kind of sucks.
You know what you should do while you're sitting? You should play Astro's Playroom.
Agreed. If I didn't have
to just watch all your problems melt away.
If I didn't have to go to work, I would totally take you up on that.
Just look into his adorable eyes and tell me your problems aren't just done.
It's true. You're not at work all the time. Play Astro's Playroom when you're not at work.
That's true.
Well, take your PS5 with you and play while you're at work.
Yeah, no.
Hook it up to the jumbo or whatever.
I already get away with editing this garbage fire of a show at work, so.
I sometimes take Bear Attack to work.
When I think of you guys while I'm at work sometimes.
Oh, that's nice. Ow.
I get in situations and I say, oh, these guys think this is hilarious. But then I try to explain it to you and you guys don't think it's funny. Probably because it's not happening to you.
Yeah, that happens a lot on this show.
Had to be there.
Yeah. It's unfortunate. But there are anyway. Definitely, like, I'm like, the boys won't believe this story that I tell it. It's like, yeah, so that happened.
Yeah.
The boys won't believe this story. The boys did not believe the story.
But anyway, that is Bear Attack. We promise that the next couple episodes will be a little bit more less trashy.
We promise that the rest of the episodes will probably be just as bad.
Well, the next one we record will be the birthday Q&A for Blitz Bear, so those are always a mess. And then we'll actually attempt to be organized with a album or artist podcast.
Yes. Are we doing Ask Blitz Bear again? Because I've got some questions.
Start thinking of good questions. I love the birthday episodes. They're so fun.
Oh, dude, we are going hair regiment. Also, I've started using the beard wax and beard wash you got me a lot more now that my beard is a little bit longer and needs care.
Oh, did I get you some Cooper? I feel luscious. Some Hawk and Hatchet?
You did. It's so good.
Oh, I love that. I kind of forgot about that. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. I used you got me their beard wax, beard oil, and wash.
All right. Yes. We must talk manly foo-foo on the next episode.
Manly foo-foo. Oh, deal. God.
Deal. We will talk manscaping.
Will we, though?
I've never been so excited.
Anyway, Polar Bear, you know, since you're actually here to do the thing, can we please do the thing?
Hey, everybody, thanks for listening to our White Trash episode. We'll talk to you later. Please follow us on social media and tell your friends about the show. We miss you already. Love you. Bye.